This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. State and federal authorities have thwarted a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer and to target police and the state capitol. The FBI and the state of Michigan announced charges Thursday against 13 people, 6 on federal charges and 7 on state charges. At a news conference, U.S. Attorney Matthew Schneider says the alleged conspirators plotted to take hostages at the Michigan Capitol building, then switched to a plan to kidnap Governor Whitmer at her vacation home.
All of us in Michigan can disagree about politics, but those disagreements should never, ever amount to violence.
At a news conference, Whitmer, who has been criticized for her tough regulations implemented to stop the spread of the coronavirus, said President Donald Trump has encouraged militias and white supremacists through his rhetoric.
Our head of state has spent the past 7 months denying science, ignoring his own health experts, stoking distrust, fomenting anger.
There's no indication in the complaint that the men were inspired by Trump. Authorities also have not publicly said whether the men were angry about Whitmer's coronavirus orders. Hurricane Delta is growing more powerful and threatening to hit Louisiana as early as Friday. The Category 3 storm is headed across the Gulf of Mexico toward the Texas-Louisiana border. At a news conference Thursday, Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said that residents can expect storm surge, heavy rain, and high wind to hit the state early Friday evening.
It is very clear that southwest Louisiana is going to get more of a punch from this than we would like to see, for sure.
Delta is following a path that would put it close to Lake Charles, Louisiana, an area which is still recovering from a devastating hit from Hurricane Laura in August. This is VOA News. The status of future presidential debates is up in the air with less than a month before the vote. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The day started with the debate commission deciding the next debate in Miami will be virtual because President Trump tested positive for the coronavirus. The response from the White House:
I'm not going to do a virtual debate.
On Fox Business's Mornings with Maria, the president said he wants an in-person debate.
You sit behind a computer and do a debate. It's ridiculous. And then they cut you off whenever they want.
Joe Biden's response:
you never know what's going to come out of his mouth. Who knows?
The president's campaign wants to push the last two debates back a week. The Biden campaign countered, saying the president's erratic behavior does not allow him to rewrite the calendar and pick new dates of his choosing. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Two women are the finalists to become the next director general of the World Trade Organization. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
Former Nigerian finance minister Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala has been named as one of the two finalists for the top job at the World Trade Organization. That announcement came on Thursday and sees the economist and development expert up against South Korean Trade Minister Yoon Myung-hee for director general. Both received backing from the 27 countries of the European Union this week in the second round of selection. That saw Kenyan sports minister Amina Mohamed, Saudi royal court advisor Mohamed Al-Tuwejuri, and former UK international trade minister Liam Fox eliminated from the running. The reduction of the field from 5 to 2 means that the 164-member trade body will be led by a woman for the first time.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. The United States on Thursday slapped fresh sanctions on Iran's financial sector, targeting 18 Iranian banks in an effort to further shut Tehran out of the global banking system as Washington ramps up pressure weeks ahead of U.S. elections. The U.S. Treasury Department said in a statement that the prohibitions do not apply to transactions for the provision of agricultural commodities, food, medicine, or medical devices to Iran. The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits dipped last week to a still high 840,000, evidence that layoffs remain elevated 7 months into the pandemic recession. Economists say they are increasingly dubious about the unemployment claims figures, even though there is little doubt that hiring has slowed and employers have continued to lay off workers. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.